The state legislature is considering bills that would expand a state-led effort to turn around Michigan's lowest-performing schools. Right now, the Education Achievement Authority is in charge of 15 schools, all in Detroit. In the second half of a two-part series, we'll talk with some people who've been inside the current EAA and paint a less-than-rosy picture. Governor Snyder says the state needs to do more to turn around historically low-performing schools.
Shouldn't we have it so we have more choices for persistently failing schools?
One of those choices would be to put more schools into the Education Achievement Authority. Right now, just 15 Detroit schools are in the EAA. But legislation in Lansing could grow that number to as many as 50 schools statewide.
The EAA looks to disrupt traditional education, and it's a different system for a different outcome.
That's a promotional video on the district's website. District officials say what sets it apart is an individualized education model meant to suit the learning pace and style of each student. Mostly that's accomplished with computers, specifically a curriculum platform called Buzz. And administrators said early test results showed it was already working. And they said students were much more engaged, as this 12-year-old student at Nolan Elementary Middle School describes in the EAA video.
They don't just, like, sit down all day and make us just do work.
But as the EAA goes through its second full school year, there's more solid information on the district's performance. It reveals some problems. About one quarter of all EAA students left the district between its first and second year. The EAA's first state test results weren't too promising either. There are some bright spots, but most EAA students' MEEP scores dropped or stayed the same as the previous year. And a small but growing number of former teachers and administrators have started speaking out publicly about the EAA's troubles.
Pretty much it started from the very beginning of school, but it pretty much seemed like I was set up to fail.
Former EAA teacher Delbert Glaze says he was assigned to teach middle school, even though he's not certified at that level. Then there were major problems with Buzz. Glaze said it didn't even work much of the time. And even when it did, many of his students either weren't really learning from the program or connecting with it.
Every student learns in a different way. You have to find out how your students learn and then differentiate based on that. Computer can be part of the lesson, not the whole lesson. Or they're like zombies sitting on a computer looking at computer screens all day.
But Glaze says when he tried to engage kids in different ways, he was criticized. He says anything that smacked of what EAA administrators saw as traditional or whole group teaching was treated with contempt. Many parents weren't impressed either.
I thought it was going to be a better learning system. My children didn't learn as much as they did when they were in the DPS system.
That's Dorcas Anderson. Her four kids were at Nolan before and after it became an EAA school. She says her first impression was that the school was somewhat more organized under the new system.
But after you get in and you start watching a little bit, it is not organized at all.
So Anderson took her kids out of the EAA and says they're all much happier now. Even EAA critics admit some parents are pleased with the system, but the enrollment data tell us many aren't. And then there are the troubling accounts from teachers like Delbert Glaze. In an email, an EAA spokesman said most of the district's critics are politically motivated. He said it wouldn't be appropriate to respond to unverified claims from disgruntled former teachers. Delbert Glaze was dismissed from the EAA. He's now teaching in another district. He knows that publicly criticizing his former employer doesn't look good, but he points out he's not the only one. Glaze says they're speaking out for a reason.
It's because we do care about kids. Staying with the EAA is just saying that you agree with keeping these kids back.
So as Governor Snyder urges lawmakers to approve new school reform measures and grow the EAA, many people suggest he should pay more attention to fixing what's already been started in Detroit. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.